You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. Here we are, another episode to go. I hope everyone is doing well. The sun is shining for once. I'm so happy. It was pouring rain for the past couple weeks here in Vancouver, BC, but the sun is shining out. I am so happy. My whole mood lit up when I was leaving the house today. I do think we are going to get some rain tomorrow, though, but just to have a bit of sun out really feels great. Please take advantage of the sun, because we all need sun as human beings. We have already come very close to the end of the poetry collection book that I have been reading to you guys for the past couple episodes, The True Meaning of Life by Kenneth O'D. And so we will finish, I think we have a couple or several more poems to go until we finally put an end to the book. And so we will finish this book off today and we'll start a new one from the same author, because I have gotten lots of great feedbacks from you guys praising Kenneth O'D. And so did I. I really loved this book, The True Meaning of Life. And so we will start a new book called O'D's Prayer. Now, I haven't done any digging into what this might mean, and so I'll be just as clean clean off as you guys here. Or for the people who have read this before, it'll be nice to kind of just go along with it as well, and to kind of immerse yourself into the poems again, because I like to read poems more than once, at least more than I'd say 3, 4, 5, 6 times maybe. And each time you read, the beauty of poetry is each time you read, you learn something new. And in a sense, you come to a revelation every time you finish a poem, and you realize, you learn, and you also pinpoint some new things that you didn't catch from your previous read. And so even if you have read this book or something, it'd be cool if you guys could kind of engage with it again to see what you find out that are new that you didn't before. We are bringing, or I am bringing back, of course, the great Willie Dunn again for the songs. This one, I have chosen 6 songs today to play for you guys, and I have 6 songs, and they're all from his album called Son of the Sun. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Son of the Sun hit really, really popular, and I haven't got a chance to listen to it. And so again, just as the new book, O'D's Prayer, I'll be pretty fresh from these two. But yeah, Willie Dunn is also a legend, and so I definitely chose to bring him up today. And so that's basically what we're going to do today. I'll play the 2 songs that I chose from Willie Dunn after the ads, show promos, and PSAs, and then we will get straight into the readings of The True Meaning of Life. So we'll be back after some ads, PSAs, and show promos, and the 2 songs called Son of the Sun and Wounded Lake. Here we go.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, trolls, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The 2nd annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Ron.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, boleros, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry. No job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
How he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music, such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
MRG Live presents Don Richard and Spencer Zahn at St. James Hall on March 2nd with support from Myrna. Don Richard is known for her collaborations with Catronata, and her new album features an intimate, soul-bearing orchestral soundscape full of soul, jazz, and confessional lyricism. You can get your tickets now at admitone.com. admitone.com. I want to be the quiet in a world full of noise.
If I had only one. Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives. News, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Son of the sun, son of the earth, the soul of life, children of the world, daughters of starlight, and daughters of mirth, sisters of sunlight, sisters of earth, brothers of nature, brothers of old, brothers of legend. And the story untold. I had a dream a mile across. It laid to rest with a gun and a sword. Buried the hatchet, buried the snake, bowed to each other. The earth supplies and nature feeds, but we turn and quake for artificial needs. Come down to earth and stay a while. The sun is shining, just sit there and smile. I'm a brown-skinned man, that's what I am. Got a guitar and a drum, that's where I come from. Spirit of the sun, spirit of the sea, worthy of the shadow, come shine down on me. Sun, son of the earth, soul of life, children of the world, brothers of nature, brothers of old, brothers of legends and the story untold, daughters of starlight, daughters of earth. Sunlight, the sisters of earth. I had a dream a mile ago. It laid to rest the gun and the sword. Buried the hatchet, buried the snake. Bow to each other, peace to make. Oh, son of the sun. Politics alive to round the smoky sky would lay here limpid beneath the sun, and the driftwood by my shores, bleach whiteness though their pores, be riddled through and through by the worms. And I've been here a long, long while, seen your granddad as a child, and I know his son's a lot like himself. Ducks, the geese and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore. Apologies to none who would come here with a gun and hunt the bears and birds upon the hills, or to fish these waters till they may have had their fill and go home happily
in their grace. But I would remind you now, if you enjoy this anyhow, that is the fish and game along the shore. Go back to the factory, filter that reactory, and you'll be welcome as you were before. And I've been here a long, long while, seen you as a child, and I know your son's a lot like yourself. The ducks, the geese, and the loons have striven many, many moons along the sands and reeds of my shore. And I've been here a long, long while, seen you, boy, as a child, and I know your son's a lot like yourself. The ducks, the geese, and the loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore. No politics have I to run the smoky sky, but lay here limpid beneath the sun. And the driftwood by my shores, bleach whitenest all their pores, be riddled through and through by the worms. The ducks, the geese, and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sand and reeds of my shore. The ducks, the geese, and loons have striven many, many moons all along the sands and reeds of my shore.
Welcome back to Jess's Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs, and Song of the Sun and Wounded Lake. Now we'll get right into the readings. We'll finish off the true meaning of life. So we left off at Purpose is Born, and so we'll give this one a read. Salvation in belief. Fate and talent drowns in belief. We make our plans, but life decides. The journey of life is beyond coal tile, as each height waved from miles. We grow in hate, we grow in love. Regret and reward applauds as time evolves. Footprints become landmark to generations, generations of pain mixed with culture. We fail, we flaw, we realize the true essence of life. In a bittersweet remembrance, purpose is born. Great poem here. I loved the second stanza of we make our plans, but life decides. It kind of reminds me of the otherness, the notion of otherness, and how the choices you make and the choices that you are given in life could always be altered and changed through some sort of otherness. That's basically all I could say. You know, some people may say it's God, some people may say it's just coincidental chance, just pure chance, but there are instances where you are encountered with something or you see something where you think to yourself, this cannot just be a coincidence. You know, some things just don't add up and just don't make that much sense to you rationally. And I think this is basically what it's trying to get here. And it really emphasizes the meaning of purpose and how purpose is conjured up into existence in life. And purpose is expressed as a bittersweet remembrance. You know, it could be sweet and bitter at the same time. The second to last stanza, how it says, we fail, we flaw, and we realize. That's basically the process. I think the process is also very important, the process of life. and how the process of failing, the process of exposing and experiencing flaws, and also the process of realizing and reconciling with yourself and with others is basically the true essence of what life is and what the process of life brings to you. I really like the line, regret and reward applauds as time evolves. And so with this, I think you could kind of say that the process of life, regret, rewards, failure, succeeding, they all come as a pack with life. And regretting may not always have to be a bad thing, and how rewards doesn't always have to be a good thing. And so everything is intertwined together and works together in harmony, which then conjures up purpose and which gives you the motivation to strive and to become the best of yourself with the consciousness that throughout your life, it won't be just rewards and, like Dostoevsky said, cake. It won't be just cake that's given to you. It would be lots of failures and a lot of negative things that will be put onto you. But that just is life. And with that, you can grab some purpose and strive through to be the best you can. The next poem is called Liquid Grave Number 1. So we'll give this one a read. Love verified by acceptance, no compulsion nor resistance. Believing is the only believe, transformation to conceive. Conscious blindness of the earth, eternal redemption is a depth. Struggles and pain to breathe, when the pain, struggles and pain to breath, when the pain and gain is death. Physical spiritualism, conscious realism, your fears becomes afraid, all because you've obeyed. Your tomb is empty, yet you're dead. Turns a ghost, yet no one is scared. You become a spirit that never lived in a casket. Nothing is ageless, yet your eternity is timeless. Not all the dead will die. Not all the living will live. This is a really interesting poem. And I can now understand somewhat why the title is called Liquid Grave. And I don't know if you guys kind of thought the same thing, but there's a lot of comparing and contrasting and a lot of, let's say, a lot of juxtaposition here with different phrases and different metaphors. And so that kind of hits similar with the liquidness of the title. And for me, if I think about liquid, I think about something very fluid, something very non-static, something that intertwines with each other and just really combines different things together, which as a result turns into liquid form, everything that's mixed together as one form. And so I think the authors here are trying to get at us about the non-linear aspect of life. The last three lines, yet your eternity is timeless, and not all the dead will die, and not all the living will live. The contrast here is really cool. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you will die, which means that although your physicality might be dead, your remembrance and your soul could still be alive in the world. Yet, just because you're living, just because your physicality is living and breathing, doesn't mean your soul is living to the best potential. And so it's a really cool poem. I like this poem. It's nice. Now, we have finally hit the last poem of The True Meaning of Life, and it's called Liquid Grave Number 2. So I believe it's a continuation of Liquid Grave Number 1, so we'll give this one a go. And from the liquid grave, death died in solitude grieve. No tears to flood the wet rivers, nor sins to quilt the poor sinner. for death had done its worst. On the price list, so much it cost, that mere mortals can't afford, tears billed from the Lord. Beautiful flaws from the gutter, echoes of ode from the mocker, wounds are healed, eternity we feel. Weep not your tears, but cry out your laugh, from the mountains to the forest, from the land to the seas, it doesn't matter where we're laid, for we all have a home. Now, a beautiful poem to end off a book. It kind of encompassed everything that we've read so far about life and about the meaning of life. And I think that this poem, Liquid Grave Number 2, is a great continuation of the poem we just read before. And I think it really embodies a sense of, how do you say it? It embodies a sense of comfort to us and reassurance that positive things will come your way. And it kind of gives you, it leaves you with a sense of ease and motivation, let's say, where it says, weep not your tears, but cry out your laugh. From the mountains to the forest, from the land to the seas, so from everywhere in the world, cry out your laugh, be positive, and it doesn't matter where we're at, for we all have a home in this beautiful little globe. Beautiful poem. I like how it started off kind of dismissing death and saying that death died in solitude grieve. No tears to flood the wet rivers, nor sins to quilt the poor sinner. So it's basically saying death has died. All we have is life, and all we should have is life. And so don't pout, don't cry your tears, but cry out your laughters, and always acquire a positive mind when living throughout the world, because life itself is already hard, and if you acquire a negative identity, it will just make it harder. So just keep striving, keep pursuing what you do best, and cry out laughs. Great way to end the poem. So I would rate this a really high mark. I think I would give this one, ooh, it's really hard, but at least an 85 to a 90, an AA+. I think this book in general was really great. I also think this book is very accessible to a lot of people. Even if English isn't your, you know, first language, I think it's pretty good to follow along and understand. It's not as abstract as you would think, or that I thought it would have been, which I think turned out to be great, actually. And so I highly recommend this book, The True Meaning of Life. And again, all the books that I have mentioned to you before, not everything, but The True Meaning of Life, at least, and the book that I'm going to start off, Odie's Prayers, they're from the Poetry Collection website called Obooko. And from Obooko, you can access all different types of nonfiction books, fiction books, poetry books, children's books, and so much more. But The True Meaning of Life, a success, and I enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have too. And so we will leave it at that. Now, before we head on to the start of Odie's Prayer, we will play another couple songs from, of course, Willie Dunn. And so I have got two songs for you guys here to play. And one of the songs is called Yellowhead Song, and the other called The Covenant Chain. And so we'll give these two a listen and come right back. Here we go.
I used to roam the plains on a wild windy day, out amidst the grasslands and the sage. The wind raged over the land, blazing every hand, the wilds between the ponies and the stage. And contradictions flew between past and future doom, and the order of the day was towards indifferent. We'll
long, while the stars like distant warriors sang a song. I'd like to go where the buffalo roam, where the coyotes howl and the west wind moan, where the sky is wide like an endless ride, with the blizzards rave over rolling sage, over rolling sage. And it's all in my heart that I wander at this day, ducking crazy thoughts like a gopher's head. The whirlwind goes too slow, the whip like a wind that moans, swirls romance gullies in the cold. And I like to go where the buffalo roam, where the coyotes howl and the west wind moans, where the sky is white like an endless bright, and the blizzards break on a rolling sage.
Strong and numerous, and allowed your voice to speak of peace and trade and friendship around the campfires awake. And we fastened your ship to that covenant chain, apprehensive that the bark might break. Brother, we can recall a day when one could say you were me. Those were the days of friendship, we all lived side by side. You and your old gunboat, we with our canoe-like pride. Those were the days of friendship, we struck it in the rain, when toil was the upshot and the downshot was the pain. We, your oldest allies, goes back a long, long time, when at first you landed here from out with salty brine. Who were the ones who describe the land with a pride of one showing his shrine, where the cliffs were the walls of his castle, the sky the height of his pride. Down the space of the prairie, where the whitened buffalo was gone, those were the days when the rage of war and the plague decreased our size, when the
French and Dutch with the musket balls could nip us on the rise. And later revolution came, and we teetered twixt the two. The people torn, some stayed, some shorn, but we on to Canada flew. Brother, the road of red man white has long grown up with trees. Now you are strong and numerous, and we ask that we might speak. Peace, trade, and friendship around the campfire's way. Then we fasten your ship to the covenant chain, apprehensive that the bark might break.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. You just finished hearing the Covenant Chain, Yellowhead Song, and the Covenant Chain. Now we are going to start on a new book called Odie's Prayer, and I basically read the synopsis, and it's really sweet. It's a nice topic for the book. I'll quote unquote, "In times of trials, temptations, struggles, and troubles like this, in this world we live in, the writer always prays to his maker for the guidance and blessings to run his life affairs. This theme collection also recognizes the importance of family and mother's love." I'm excited. Let's get this one to read going. First poem is called Odie's Prayer. Take me to the sea, where the waters kiss the land, where the waves take the sand, where fishes run for no reason, where the sun dines on the horizon. Take me to the mountain, where the top touches the sky, where the eagles spread their wings and fly, where the zenith longs for the heavens, where there's a hatch for a new raven. Take me to the trees, where the breeze takes the leaves on a date, where in search for food birds are never late, where dancing never ends, where sunlight is a constant friend. Take me to the sun, where gold is gold, where the day never gets old, where there's no light night, where even darkness is bright. A great start to the poem collection. I like how he really compares the scenes of nature to... And he invokes a very emotional side to the natural occurrences and the natural landscapes of the world, which I find really good and nice. Our next one is called Nigeria. Land of milk and honey, filled with souls of great and kind, beneath the sky we roam in freedom. Lead our steps through paths unknown to search for humanity and love and more. Impact in our leaders, morals and might, to oversee, to govern, and to encourage our light. That love will be their leading force, that truth will clothe their lips. Separate division from us, let the rain bathe us with peace and kindness. From the pot of empathy to and understanding we shall feed. That every tribe, organization, or crew, respect, compassion, and tolerance will flow through. In every state, town, or village, we'll stretch our hands in one chorus, building and singing from hard work to unity. To elevate the growth and development of our nation, let the uniqueness of our diverse being be cherished in the understanding of equality, so in oneness and grace overflow, our nation and people will shine through. A very inspirational poem here, and I believe that the author here is mentioning Nigeria because the author wants to spread awareness of the struggles and realities of Nigeria. But a very inspirational poem. I really like the last line where it says, "Our nation and people will shine through despite all of the hardships and struggles we have gone through, and that we continue to make, continue to strive to make better, better, our nation and people will shine through. Good inspirational poem here. Our next one is called Trouble. We were made from his words, dust formed our flesh. Through his breath, we became a living being, nurtured by Mother Nature, but troubles and danger seem to be the mother of life. Depriving us of our peace and happiness, empty our pockets and fill our days with worries. We are left with no choice than to kill or be killed. We try to hide, trouble still finds us. Struggling to survive, struggling in struggles, living just to die, dying just to live, as our mental conflicts remain constant. Adonai, the path I wander, curse me to find peace even in chaos. The hunger I endured, fill my stomach in starvation, shade me with your wings against troubles. That I may overcome effortlessly, curse me to smile in the face of danger, and let Mother Nature remain Mother Nature. Now, this is a really nice poem here. I think it's really emphasizing on the importance of Mother Nature and nature as a whole, and really urges us as human beings to preserve and nurture and take care of Mother Nature. And if we don't, it will deprive us of peace and happiness. A very compelling poem and a very, I think, important poem for us, especially in our time right now, to take into consideration. Our next one is called Romans 7, verses 15. Trying to be free, alive, still I feel caged. Running back to my vomit, still after my confessions. Beating my chest of let go, consciousness in confusion. Stagnant in motion, speaking the word, acting the world, a righteous sinner. Feels like traveling forward to my past, different scene, same cast. A freed prisoner, a new being clothed in an old attire. Emotional struggle, mental conflict, but now I stand pledged, reconciling my past and future. A peacemaker, troubled by remnants, my savior, my mediator, interceding between my heaven and my earth, gifted to me, the Holy Spirit, as reminder, armor, and confident, empowering the letting go of what was, enlightener of what will. I will overcome the barriers of ascension. I will be elevated by the wings of meekness. The past will no longer be the future. The past will be the past, and my old garment will entirely be torn apart. Again, this is a really great poem. I think it really involves the biblical corpus as well, mentioning the Holy Spirit, the heaven and the earth and all that, but and the Savior part as well. But it's a very... I feel like this collection of poetry compared to the other one is going to be a lot more inspirational and a lot more helpful to ones that feel a little lost in life and that feel a little unmotivated with what they're doing with their life. I think it's a very motivational collection of poems here as of right now, which is great. And so a very helpful poem to a lot of people. I love the last lines of my past will no longer be the future, the past will be the past, and my old garment will entirely be torn apart, and I will become a new person with stronger traits and a stronger set of mind. Now, I think this is it for some poems today. I think we read quite a bit, and so I will play the last two songs, and I think we'll kind of wrap up from there, but... the last two songs is called Barren Fish and Smokin'. So we'll give these two a listen and come right back after this. Here we go.
Thank you. clouds are rising from the sea. Lonely land with a sandy shore. Eagles rising in their flight. The streaks of spirit in the dawn. Water jumbling from the clouds. Washed down the thunder paths. And rivers glistening in the sun. Beneath the water and the wind. The spirit lives within its world. And the barren fish beneath the sun. Thus the cycle has begun. The artist and his wooden cup. The dreamer and his visions dream. Through canvases and color schemes. The legends of the days gone by. Sought the mysteries of the sea and naked on the noonday shore with powdered flag and the brush unfurled, widening legends of his world of beaver, badger, hawk, and bear. Wistful dreams of dreamer dreams, boldly drawn the colored skin. Shapes upon the board, with earth's foreknowledge yet withdrawn, as men upon the desert sand, drinking from the drinking gourd, the sacred bear in search of fish, the fish beneath the water's wave. The rivers tumbling to the sea. The cycle of a mystery.
I'm just been broken. You danced the flame. Maybe you weren't joking. You might have put out the fire, but you left me smoking. You put out the fire, but you left me smoking. And the smoldering desire with my heart has just been broken. You danced the flame. You might have put out the fire, but you left me smoking.
Welcome back to Just as Lit. Those were Barren Fish and Smokin'. Now we have finally come to the end of our episode today. For some reason, my voice is getting really itchy. I think I'm kind of getting the cold. I do know a lot of people that I know who are suffering from a cold right now, and so please take care of your body. And yeah, I don't know. My voice kind of seems kind of weird right now, but you know, good timing. We are at the end of our show, but today was a good show. I really enjoyed the poems and the songs. If you guys have any books or anything else that you want me to go over, please just let me know. I will always be happy to do that. And yeah, that's basically it. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And we've already passed halfway of our semester, which is crazy. Time flies so fast. So please hang in there for all the students out there, and have a great rest of your week, and I will see you guys again next week in Just as Lit. Thank you all. Bye-bye.